Introduction. The charge of assuming command and responsibility for soldiers is a repeated event over centuries. Many leaders succeeded where others failed. Those achieving success at company command paved that success through relentless hard work with a tireless desire to learn and improve fundamental skill sets. Today's multifaceted environment, combined with a relentlessly fast operational tempo, continues to challenge leaders to learn, grow, and enhance skills necessary for success. The purpose of this Center for Army Lessons Learned, CALL, handbook is to serve as a primer for pre-command and company-level leadership to think about the facets of command. This handbook highlights areas that frequently and historically challenge company leaders. The general references enable the reader to inquire further and dive into topics to enhance the reader's personal and professional growth while expanding knowledge. Discussions within this handbook center on leaders and their associated duties with articulated responsibilities. There are areas where the tasks and responsibilities are vague. Senior company leaders must agree which leader is the primary lead and who is supporting the effort. There is no confusion between the senior company leaders. They act decisively as a team to guarantee success. The target audience is pre-command captains, senior lieutenants, master sergeants, and sergeants first class. This handbook aims to generate professional discourse while garnering a deeper knowledge base to exceed the demands required for successful company command and leadership. Company command is one of the first and significant professional milestones as an Army professional. Leaders discover the privilege of command and troop leading as a challenging and rewarding period in their professional and personal lives. Future commanders and first sergeants prepare for company command now, not upon the assumption of command ceremony. The term leader and leaders are interchangeable to express officers and non-commissioned officers. It is critical to understand this nuance and exercise discreet and professional judgment in the discharge of assigned and implied duties in a legal, moral, and ethical manner.